Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to this hour of the Todd Starnes Show. Hello, I'm Jeff Stein, speaking to you from my home base at Iowa's 50,000-watt blowtorch, News Talk 1540 KXEL, with accurate news and reasonable views at Iowa's exclusive home to the Todd Starnes radio program. Todd is away today doing very important work. If you were with us in the first hour, you know that he's not here with you because he's taking Senator Ted Cruz out for barbecue in Memphis. Well, that's, I think, just a side benefit. He's really hosting an event for Dr. Manny Sethi, who is a candidate for U.S. Senate. The primary is Thursday. Senator Cruz has come to Tennessee to campaign. Mr. Starnes is there as well. I am so appreciative that he's given me the opportunity to sit here and talk with you folks today. And we have a tremendous hour set up. Coming up in less than 30 minutes, Diamond and Silk return to the Todd Starnes radio program. Looking forward to that conversation. Looking forward to talking with you as well during the hour at 844-747-8868. Same number you always use, 844-747-8868. Joining us now, though, on the Liberty University Newsmakers line is Elizabeth Harrington. Liz Harrington is with the Republican National Committee. I always enjoy speaking with her on my program in Iowa. And now we get to do that nationally on the Todd Starnes Show. Liz, hello. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I'd say what's new, but there's always something, right? So what are you hearing? And this is where I want to start. I am seeing more and more posts from people who don't seem to have a dog in the fight, saying somebody has to do something to intervene because it's clear that Joe Biden can't function on a regular basis, much less show up at a debate, much less be president of the United States. Is this more than just political talk at this time? Are you seeing a little more of this percolating?
Well, you're getting more and more Democrats in the mainstream media saying, oh, well, he just can't debate President Trump. It would be beneath him, right? When we all saw this coming, it's the most cynical presidential bid in American history, where they think they can ride this relic of the swamp into power and not let him ever show him to voters. What, he leaves the basement once a week? And now they're laying the groundwork to not debate, because this is how low of an opinion they have of the American people. They think they can just coast to power, and you'll never even get to see him. And they think of the arrogance of when you have Joe Lockhart, who is an old Clinton comms person, say that the debates, no, it wouldn't be fair to allow the American people to see both President Trump and Joe Biden in a fair fight on one stage, going at it, proving who can be the better leader. No, that's not a fair fight. We can't allow the American people, because we're just too stupid, will fall for all of President Trump's quote-unquote lies, even though they're lying about President Trump. And so this is how low they think of the American people. They don't think we can decide for ourselves. But guess what? The American people are smart, and they're not going to fall for this cynical attempt at quest of power from the radical left. We see it playing out in these Democrat-run cities that are turning into dystopias. We do not want that to happen with Joe Biden, who won't even be in control of the situation and has already adopted the left-wing playbook anyway.
It is something that, as you note quite accurately, they've been setting the table for some time. First, it was a matter of saying, well, you can't trust what the president says, and so we'd have to fact-check the debates. Then they said, well, unless he releases his taxes, we're not going to debate, because that has a lot to do with it. And then we got to the COVID situation. because I guess TV studios aren't big enough to have candidates be 6 feet apart. It just is a continuing deflection. And again, I don't want to make too much of this because I'm not a doctor. I'm a lawyer and a college professor and a broadcaster. But when I've interviewed Joe Biden over time, because I'm in Iowa and heaven knows everyone comes here, this is not the same guy that I talked to barely a decade ago. And, you know, I just don't know how in the world the hidden candidate strategy can work. Do you really think he's going to be the nominee? I think they're trying to figure out a way to not give him the nomination because they know what's going to happen.
Well, Jeff, if they had someone else, they would have gone with them before. They didn't have anyone else. That's why they're having such a hard time picking a vice presidential pick, too. This was supposed to be, remember, the biggest, most diverse, the youngest field in presidential primary history. And guess what? They all burnt out. And Kamala Harris dropped out before there were even votes cast. Barack Obama didn't endorse until there was literally no one else. And you know why Biden ended up being the nominee? Because Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist who honeymooned in the Soviet Union, he was on his way to victory. He won two out of the three, basically the first three caucuses and primaries. Joe Biden, just like his track record of running for president since 1987, he didn't get more than 2% out of Iowa. He wasn't anywhere. What did they do? They made some phone calls. They got everyone else to drop out who was splitting the vote, and they propped Biden up. Why? Because they didn't want to be honest with Americans that they were running on the socialist platform. They just didn't want – they're doing that. They just didn't want to have that – the self-avowed socialist at the top of the ticket. But they'll take all of his ideas. They'll put a unity manifesto out with Joe Biden, 110 pages long, that nationalizes all of these dystopian policies we're seeing play out in New York, like reimagining policing, which is just another word for defunding, and no cash bail. This is a radical agenda, but they have no one else. And that's why it's the most cynical attempt at the most blind pursuit of power we've ever seen, because it doesn't matter who's at the top of the ticket for this party. They have succumbed to the radical left. They're just using Joe Biden as a means for power. But Americans, guess what? We like knowing what we're voting for. We take pride in who we vote for. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for nothing. It's a vote for just a vacuum that will be left by the radical left. And that's just not going to happen in the United States of America.
That's such a great reminder of how they were all panicked that Bernie might be the nominee. Never mind the fact that they adopted all of his policies.
It was
stop Bernie at any way you can. And so they make a deal with Amy Klobuchar and promise her the vice presidential slot. They make a deal with Pete Buttigieg and promise him the vice presidential slot. And then Biden gets into trouble with the African-American community and females and pins himself into a corner. And so all these people who made the deal and then others who are just backing away saying, yeah, this dog's not going to hunt. I'm not going to be a part of this ticket. And it's the sort of thing that now they have postponed again, suggesting who the vice presidential choice will be. And it wouldn't matter. Let them wait until the convention. But stop telling us you're going to release it around the 1st of August and then have the 1st of August come and say, yeah, we're not sure yet. That doesn't sound like a competent operation.
Exactly. And the other big problem is they're having a hard time finding someone who doesn't have ties to the Communist Party or Marxist. I mean, here you have Karen Bass. No one had ever really heard of her. But, oh, wouldn't you know it, she was a revolutionary, too. Went to Cuba, was working in the fields, praising the communist regime. 4 years ago, at the tender age of 62, Karen Bass was praising Fidel Castro. And, oh, she just realized, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that since I'm a potential vice presidential pick. But one other thing I wanted to note as well, yes, that I didn't mention is, remember, very curiously, Elizabeth Warren was the only one to not drop out before Super Tuesday, even though she finished in fourth place in New Hampshire, which was a neighboring state. She literally had no shot. had no reason. She had no money, no reason to stay in the race, especially when everyone else dropped out. But very curiously, she stayed in. People, this is why Democrats have such a hard time, right? Because they think we're all so stupid. But they tell you what they're doing, and they telegraph it, and people see through it. And you know why we appreciate and love President Trump so much? He's a straight shooter with the American people. And he tells you what he means, and he does what he says. And he actually gives the American people the respect we deserve. And how many times do you hear him say, the public is smart? You will never hear a Democrat say that, because they don't think we're very smart. They just think we're a bunch of little people that have to live by a different set of rules and to be controlled. Well, a lot of people are seeing just how much they love power in these Democrat-run cities and states during this pandemic. They're getting a really rude awakening of what the Democrats are all about. And I think the real rude awakening is going to be November 3rd, when people across this great country of ours reject the Democrats.
Yeah, those Democrats running those cities, that's turned out so well. We're speaking with Elizabeth Harrington on Twitter at LizRNC. This is the Todd Starn Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Your title is GOP National Spokesperson, but one of my followers on Twitter has dubbed you RNC Spokesgoddess. Are you okay with that?
I guess I'm okay with that. It might be a little bit of a false goddess type thing going on, but I'll take it.
Well, it's high praise. He wanted to make sure that all of his followers knew that you were going to be on the program for this conversation. All right, so as the president focuses on these last few months, what is it that you think the campaign, the RNC, your effort, what do you have to do in order to stay focused and make sure that on the morning of November 4th, and hopefully it will be that morning, we'll hear that this president has been reelected to another four-year term? What do you have to do?
We have to keep doing what we have been doing, which is talking to our neighbors and going out there and talking about this contrast. Look, you don't have to wonder. You don't have to wait for what you're going to get under President Trump. You know why? Because he actually delivered on what he said he was going to do. You know, Joe Biden, he's out there saying, oh, I'm going to bring back American jobs. I'm doing a virtual tour with Ohio. Never mind, he's not going to leave the basement to do this. But after all this time, a half a century in the swamp, he's just finally getting around to bringing back jobs. It is a joke. Americans understand what they voted for in 2016, for the first time in certainly my lifetime, but probably going back much further, Americans actually got what they voted for, which was a man of his word who wasn't just empty talk. He was the real deal. He was an outsider that was coming to shake things up in Washington to deliver real results for the American people. No pandemic from communist China can change that. And in fact, because of this, we're going to come back even stronger than we were before, because we are going to bring back more of that core manufacturing. So what do we have to do? We have to show the contrast. The V-shaped recovery, the peace and prosperity that we've known under President Trump, the quickest way to get back to that is restoring the same freedom of opportunity for everybody that we enjoyed under President Trump. That's all. That's as simple as that. Do you like your freedom? Do you like safety in your community? Then vote for President Trump, because you've seen what Democrats do with their power. They don't care. They'll use the talking points of the Communist Chinese Party just to attack this president. They'll even politicize going to school just to attack this president. They will hurt kids who, now we have the numbers in, teenagers, there are more suicides and more overdoses than deaths from the coronavirus. They will even politicize schools. And they've done that for a long time. There's no school choice. There's no opportunity. They will defund the police, and they will let this lawlessness, these rioters who hate this country, who are blinding cops, who are throwing feces, who are burning Bibles, they will let them run wild while the law-abiding citizen suffers. We're going to reject that, and we're going to vote to keep America, not just keep America great, but keep America, America, because we are the last greatest hope on earth. And under President Trump, we're going to remain that way.
Lots on the line. Thanks so much for the time, Liz. Always appreciate the conversation. We'll talk soon.
Always good to be with you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Elizabeth Harrington, GOP national spokesperson on the Twitter machine at LizRNC. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd at 844-747-8868. Diamond and Silk still to come this hour. You're listening to the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes radio show.
This is the Todd Starnes Show. Todd is away today helping make sure that Tennessee elects the right candidate Thursday in a primary for U.S. Senate. I'm Jeff Stein, and I'm speaking to you from the 50,000-watt flamethrower in Iowa, News Talk 1540, KXEL, Iowa's exclusive home to the Todd Starnes radio program. Coming up just after the bottom of the hour, Diamond and Silk will rejoin the program. Had a wonderful time speaking with them in the past. I know you enjoy them on this program. And so we'll make that connection coming up in just about 5 minutes. I don't know about you, but I had a great weekend. The temperatures here in my state of Iowa were a little cooler than normal, below 80 degrees. And so I spent all weekend out in the yard taking care of mowing and weeding and clearing things out in the woods near where I live. And it was just wonderful because I wasn't torn. I didn't have to worry about certain things competing for my attention, like professional sports, because I'm not watching. I've been so put off, and I'm a pretty average person. I did watch the NASCAR race on Sunday. I watched a fair amount of that after I came in from doing some work outside. I did watch the NASCAR race, because that's different. But I'm sorry, if you're going to, if it's the exception to stand for the national anthem, okay, if that's the exception, no thanks. I don't care. I truly don't care, and I love following baseball. I'm not sure I should say this where Todd Starnes might be listening, but you know, I follow the Yankees. That's been my team. That's a whole long story as to why, but that's been my team. I don't know that he cares for anything Yankee, but that's besides the point. Look, I don't care that they played. I stopped following the team on Twitter. I just don't care. Because if you're going to support, as a league, you're going to support something like Black Lives Matter on the court, on the pitcher's mound, I understand you're doing it for expediency. But by doing it, supporting the group as opposed to a message, well, I got plenty of free time is my point. So I'm going to have the best yard in the neighborhood. Diamond and Silk coming up after this bottom of the hour break. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starnes Show. Todd Starnes radio show. Hello, Jeff Stein sitting in for Todd today. He'll be back in the air chair tomorrow speaking to you from my home base at Iowa's home for the Todd Starnes Show, News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. And on my local program there in Iowa, I had the great opportunity to speak with the two women who are on the Liberty University Newsmaker line now, and I was just thrilled to see that they are on the guest list for today. Diamond and Silk return to the Todd Starnes Show. Ladies, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, we're
wonderful. I hope you're doing well.
So you decided, what the heck, let's write a book.
Yes.
Now, as somebody who has written 7 books, I can tell you this ain't easy. Why would you subject yourself to this?
Well, you know, we thought that it was the perfect opportunity to enlighten our audience or anyone that is listening to the fake news. Listen to us and let us tell our story. You know, oftentimes things get put in the media that's misinformation, that's not correct, that's not accurate, and, you know, it's considered fake news. So we decided to write a book, first about our upbringing so that you would know where we're coming from. And then we talk about the tactics of the Democrat Party and their ideology and how that particular liberal ideology has destroyed America, including Black America. So it's a very interesting, a very book. It's going to make you laugh. You may cry. It's a really good book, and we want everyone to get it at diamondandsilkbook.com or wherever they're selling books now.
Yeah, well, somebody out of the trunk of their car, wherever they can stay 6 feet.
Well, listen,
from
you with Barnes and Nobles, Walmart, Amazon, all places. Yeah.
That's right. I don't think anybody's selling it out the trunk of the car because it's in the bookstore.
Yes, they're in the bookstore.
There you go. It comes out in less than, right about 2 weeks. August 18th is the official date. And the full title is Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. So give me a sense of when it became clear for you that everything you'd been told over time was just a bunch of fake nonsense.
Yeah, it was 2015. You know, when Donald Trump announced, well, it was then Donald Trump, he's now the president, announced he was running for president, he said, I want to secure the border. The first thing we thought, don't you secure your house?
Don't you?
Ain't the White House secure? Then America house should be secure.
That's right.
You know, I want to bring back jobs. You know, Obama, his administration, he said these jobs will never come back. You have to wave a magic wand. Well, we guess President Trump must have been that magic wand because the jobs came back. And then I want to bring back spirit. And up under President Donald J. Trump, leadership, we can see how the economy was booming, how unemployment was at an all-time low, home ownership was at an all-time high, people were given a second chance with the First Step Act, opportunity zones, HBCUs was given more money in the history than any other president had ever done for historical Black colleges. So a lot of things was happening, especially when it comes to Black America, because oftentimes Black America are always the ones that get left behind. Look it up under the Obama administration. Black America got left behind. President Obama, he went in with poor and came out rich.
That's right.
He ran on hope and change. People walked around with no hope. And he done made out with a lot of change. That's why we didn't understand, how is it that you can be at somebody, a civil rights icon funeral, and act as though America ain't never been great for you when you was afforded the first Black man to be the president of the United States? You're very, very, very rich. Mm-hmm. So how can you say America ain't great?
That's right.
I don't understand it.
In case you're wondering, you're listening to Diamond and Silk on the Todd Starnes Show. Probably wasn't much doubt about that. I just love talking to you because you've got the passion that says you have, again, found the answer, right? I mean, you're seeing all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to feel, do you not, betrayed over the course of time by all of these people who said, take this path, we know what's better for you, we've got a lot of lip service here. I mean, were you disappointed at the end of the Obama years that he turned out to be the kind of president who then acts as an opportunist at a funeral a few years later?
Yeah.
We were very disappointed.
Very.
Very disappointed because nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You didn't cater to. Listen, he had his all genre of people to cater to. You can say Obama was the puppet, and the puppet masters, like these rich elitists, was the ones pulling his strings.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about President Trump, ain't nobody going to pull my strings. Ain't nobody going to pull his strings. He worked for the American people. He not concerned about these global elitists.
That's right.
Look at these pharmaceutical companies trying to withhold certain drugs that can help the American people. Don't want the prices to come down on it. Now, what are the Democrats saying about that? What are they trying to do to help the American people? You had Congress. If you elect me, we're going to work on health care. They ain't been working on no health care.
Mm-hmm.
It was impeachment. And now they're politicizing a pandemic. Think about what they're doing.
That's right.
When we look at these Democrats, not only have we been betrayed, we've been bamboozled, we've been hoodwinked by them. They are liars.
That's right.
Nothing but liars now. And what they're doing is playing on the emotions of the American
enclave, because it's only going to be the very rich, and the rest is going to be poor. Will be no more middle class. Look at how they don't care about the middle class, about them losing their jobs, or some of these businesses. Some of these businesses are black-owned businesses. They don't even care about that. They're tanking either.
That's right.
Have these governors and these mayors acting like they're dictators of their states and of their cities. They're not concerned about the violent crime that's happening. They're talking about defunding the police. We need to look at this here. Is that what you want running the country?
Is it?
Well, then you better vote red, R-E-D, remove every Democrat, and vote for President Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
Diamond and Silk joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Obviously, when you take a position in society today, you have to be prepared to answer for it. And there have been all manner of surveys that say conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters, maybe three different groups right there, right? They're afraid to say things these days because they're afraid of the backlash. They're afraid of losing friends. They're afraid of losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. You don't sound afraid.
Oh, absolutely not. See, that's why you have the sheep and the shepherd.
Uh-huh.
There's going to only be a few leaders.
That's right.
And everybody else is going to be followers. I'm sorry, Diamond and Silk, we straight leaders. Silk, I sense you want to say something. I'm going to be quiet.
I just want everybody to know that we have our own minds. We can think for ourselves. We have our own mouths. We can speak for ourselves. We don't need to be led like sheep to the slaughter. We can lead ourselves, and we can be led by God. People need to wake up and stop allowing these Democrats to keep them stuck in the pain of their ancestors. Realize that today is a brand new day. We don't have to live in an American nightmare. We can live the American dream. You got to understand what we're doing here today and what they're trying to do to us. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, not the slaves. So we can allow them to take our civil liberties, to take our constitutional rights away from us, have us walking around here looking like communist China. We cannot allow them to infiltrate this evilness into our country. It's time for the uprising to begin and happen. And right now, the uprising is going on in the underground. You may have the silent majority, but people are waking up. Wake up, everybody, and let's save our country.
Uprising is the name of the book. Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can find out more at diamondandsilkbook.com. They're joining us live on the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast. Jeff Stein here for Todd today. So how have you ladies been handling this pandemic and trying to stay away from folks and all of that? How have you been getting along?
Well, listen, we've been getting along fine, but we're looking at how they're putting this out in the media. And, you know, we're trying to believe in the two top doctors, but sometimes it can be very difficult, especially. And we're trying to believe in some of the politicians. We want to take this is a very serious thing. COVID-19 is very serious. It's a virus. It is true. But we don't like the scam that's going on along when you have politicians politicizing this.
That's right.
And deliberately inflating the numbers and doing sick and sinister things. And then you have different entities within our governments that's been infiltrated by satanic people who don't want us, the American people, to have drugs that could possibly save our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a problem with they give Bill Gates a platform to run off at his mouth, but he's not a doctor or a scientist, but they silence the doctors that can tell you more about
that treats COVID-19.
And can tell you about COVID-19, how they treated patients and the different medications that have helped their patients. So when you look at everything that's right used to be wrong, everything that's wrong used to be right, we have to understand, though we're in the midst of a pandemic, we must be safe, but we also have to see how it is sad when these politicians are politicizing this for their own political game and for an agenda just to try to win an election and try to have people mail in ballots.
That's right.
I wish that the president would sign an executive order because this is a federal election that it can be no mail in ballots. If you can go to the grocery store and we have to stand 6 feet apart, then let's go ahead all and let's go to the voting polls, stand 6 feet apart.
That's right.
Everybody vote.
And speaking of the pandemic, scandemic, whatever you want to call it, keep in mind that it was President Donald J. Trump that removed the red tape that the Obama administration put into place. And now we have plenty of therapeutic medicines out there. But it's for a virus that has a 98% chance of recovery, you all. Mm-hmm. We have been living with viruses, germs, and bacteria for years and for decades. Name me one time that we had to shut down the whole entire economy for a virus.
And not only that, back in 2018, 1.5 million people died mm-hmm. of tuberculosis. I don't remember them telling us to go inside. I don't remember them telling us to wear masks. Mm-hmm. So this is all being politicized. They want to keep this going because this is they have to cheat in order to win. And then you know hiding Biden, Jim Crow Joe, is somewhere hiding in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
He won't even come out. He's scared to come out to do a debate.
That's right.
He needs to debate his opponent.
That's right.
He needs to come out of the basement. See, he can run, but you're not going to be able to hide your past. And they just giving him a free pass, absolutely unequivocally. No.
That's right.
If Joe Biden can't debate, then maybe we need to postpone the election
maybe.
Until he can.
Maybe they need to find somebody else. Oh, wait, they had a hard time.
And they're trying to stop all enthusiasm when it comes to President Trump. Let me tell you something. President Trump has his finger on the pulse of this whole nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that the enthusiasm around President Trump, people getting out, going to rallies, people buying the Make America Great Again hat, they already know. They know that Jim Crow Joe don't have this type of enthusiasm. He was on a video the other day, I think only within 28 minutes, only 16 people or 19 people showed up to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know where the enthusiasm. I will keep him hidden too. You know what? The Democrat Party, they all need to be investigated for elderly abuse.
That's
for
right.
Abusing Jim Crow Joe.
That's
you
right.
know he old.
Mm-hmm.
You know he can't. He doesn't speak.
He
well.
Don't even know he's
forgetting.
There.
You know that, but you're abusing him, and that's
yep.
so sad and sick.
That's right.
The hypocrisy and the contradictions. And they just explain it away kind of with that sense of, well, we know better than you. People are waking up to that, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People are not crazy. And you know what? It is so sad that we are offended that you think that we're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand that the left-wing media, they've been picking elections for years into President Donald J. Trump. What they're trying to do is they're trying to really steal. They are interfering in the 2020 election
yes.
at the highest level
All
is what
it.
They're doing. They're using this pandemic. They're politicizing this here. They're trying to tank the economy. They want to keep people's spirits down. They don't want us coming close together and not touch each other. And see, I'm now, because I looked at what this D.C. mayor did when it came to John Lewis, bless his soul, he's gone on, at his funeral, there was no social distancing. But if you go to any hotspot when you go back to D.C., you have to quarantine for 14 days. Well, the mayor of D.C. exempt those Congress members,
mm-hmm.
or those members, from quarantining.
Yeah.
So now I'm questioning her hypocrisy. It sounds like she could be a liar. And it makes people question the seriousness. Now, you keep saying it's serious. You have to wear masks. You have to social distance. If you go to these hot spots, how is it that these people get a break?
Yes. How did they get exempt from the virus?
And the deal is, you are ruining people's businesses, people's lives, people's livelihoods. But they want to keep people in a stupor, down, somber,
mm-hmm.
down where it's like, woe is me. But let me tell you something. Who we don't need to be voting for is old Jim Crow Joe or any Democrat. Y'all better vote President Trump. He's the only one standing in the way for these people not to push nothing down our throats
mm-hmm.
and even down to our medicines.
That's right.
He want the prices lower. Now you have the drug companies making commercials against the president. Where are the Democrats at? I thought they cared about your health.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they cared about your health. Well, evidently not. So not only is the president going up against these global elitists, he's also going up against these drug companies that don't want us to have lower cost in
mm-hmm.
drugs. And that's trying to withhold life-saving medicines that could possibly save your life.
That's right.
Okay, so they need to vote for Trump, and they need to go buy the book Uprising. You can pre-order it now at diamondandsilkbook.com. Ladies, congratulations on the success of the book. I just know it's going to be right at the top unless they cook the books at the New York Times bestseller list. That'll never happen. Thanks so much for taking the time, and I know Todd looks forward to talking with you again on the program very soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Diamond and Silk, joining us on the Todd Starnes radio program, diamondandsilkbook.com. Their book is Uprising, and it drops on the 18th, which is just 15 days away. We'll wrap up this edition of the program in a moment. Jeff Stein from News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa filling in for Todd, and you're listening to the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Caleb and Avery bringing the boss is the rejoin music. Very nice. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Now, this is how this happens, all right? I get up this morning at, I guess it was a little after 5 o'clock in the central time zone in Iowa where I live, and I see an email from Todd Starnes, and he says, any chance you might be able to fill in for me tomorrow? And I'm almost awake, and I think, well, sure, it's a great honor to be able to do it. Haven't been able to do it for a while. Absolutely. I reply literally saying, absolutely. And then it was about an hour later that I realized when he said tomorrow, he was writing last night. This is kind of like I'm getting into a circular Bugs Bunny cartoon kind of thing here, where I'm thinking to myself, I'll have a day to prepare. This will be great. No, he wrote last night asking for tomorrow, and tomorrow is today, which is tremendous because we had a great program. I'm so glad. And I know when you hear a guest host, the first thing you do is say words you shouldn't say in polite company because you want to hear your host. And I know that's the case with you folks listening to Todd. And so I appreciate if you've hung on here for the past 3 hours. Thanks so much to Todd for letting me sit in and trusting me with the air chair. That's no small thing, and I appreciate it. Thanks to Caleb and Avery with Team Starnes for all of their assistance in making this just so smooth. All I did was sit here and drink coffee and have good conversation, and I hope you enjoyed that as well. ToddStarnes.com is the website where, of course, you get all sorts of news and information. You can follow Todd on the Twitter machine at Todd Starnes. I'm there at Iowa Politics, I-O-W-A Politics. That's the handle for my Twitter and my, what do I have? I have an Instagram. What do I have? I have to ask myself what my social media is. I don't have TikTok, so I know I'm okay with that. It has been a privilege, and I really hope to do it again soon. More importantly, stay connected and join Todd when he returns again tomorrow. I'm Jeff Stein from News Talk 1540 KXEL, the 50,000-watt blowtorch in Iowa, and you've been listening to the Todd Starnes Show.